Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hey, Todd, we're sort of digesting the new soda tax that we're having to pay here in Chicago. How are you, Todd?
Hi, fine, thank you, John. How are you?
Good. Do you have any wisdom for us in Wisconsin about how we're taxing ourselves to death here?
I've got enough other things to worry about right now than taxing, so I'll stay out of that conversation, if that's okay.
You're the CEO of Three Square Market. Your company is actually involved in vending machines and little mini cafeterias and businesses. You make that technology, right?
Yes, we write self-checkout software for business markets.
You are also the distributor in the United States of the system that enables employers to chip their employees so that they'll have something under their skin and will enable them to use their, say, hand like a fob to open the door, to sign in, to do things that we otherwise have electronic devices for. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
So you had a big day yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, it was. It was a lot of fun. We had about 44 people that were actually chipped, and we had to stop because it got too late in the day, and we're picking up it up again in another couple weeks here.
So you had a chip and salsa party.
That's what we're calling it, just to have a little fun with it. But it was a great day here. Everything went smooth. There was a lot more press than I ever anticipated here. And it was quite humbling and shocking at the same time.
Why do you say that?
Well, we didn't do this, you know, hey, we're going to chip our employees to go out and seek attention. I guess we really should have probably thought what's going to happen after we said we're going to do that. We thought it'd create some interest. We just honestly never realized, because we are a technology company, like our programmer said, this is what we do. We create technology, so why wouldn't I chip myself? We went to do it more for our own internal use here, and it ended up being where now we're over 500 million views online.
500,000, but still, wow. Wow.
No, 500 million.
Nah, you don't have five. No way you got 500 million views. All you do is
we have a news agency that is expecting by the end of this month to be up to basically a billion. Yes. And what's happened with this, John, is like WCCO, your old counterpart up here.
Minnesota,
in
yeah.
In 3 days, it was their highest viewed online article ever in 3 days.
Of you guys chipping your employees. Keep going.
USA Today, it's the number one article on there yesterday on their news feed. LinkedIn, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, Yahoo. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how much attention this has gathered. And, you know, I never thought I'd see our company on Snapchat, you know, as their featured articles. Facebook, LinkedIn, we're having the representative vice president from LinkedIn coming up next Tuesday. I could go on and on with things that just we never expected out of this. However, we're, you know, more than happy to accommodate and try to deal with them, too.
Todd Westby's on the phone for just a couple minutes here. He's the CEO of Three Square Market. He was on our show last week promoting the fact or just mentioning that on August 1st, they were going to have a chips and salsa party where employees could be so chipped if they wanted. They didn't have to get chipped, right?
No, they didn't. It was completely voluntary.
Yeah. So are the chips working now? People have got these little beeps in their fingers. When they hold it up to the plate, does the door open or whatever's supposed to happen?
Well, a long story short, last night I had an interview at 1:30 and I had to come into the office for the UK. I got in my car. Oh, shoot. Where's my stuff at? And then I remembered how I got my hand. I came up to the door, opened it up, and just smiled. And it was actually quite rewarding and a lot of fun to be able to do that.
You know, when you spoke to us last week, I think one of the most interesting takeaways from the conversation, and I know some people are horrified of this or worried that this kind of technology is not always going to be used in our best interests. But a woman called in and she said she works with elderly people or maybe hospice care. She said sometimes we don't know what their intentions are. Do they have DNRs? Things like that. But if that information was embedded in their skin in a chip that was somehow digitized, or maybe just sends out that radio frequency and then accesses the information, you know, that was a eureka moment as she was describing it. And as I recall, you said that hospitals have reached out to you for that very reason. Am I right?
Yes, and they've already, one of them has already presented their board of directors and got a 5 out of 5, which means pursue it further. And regarding what that lady mentioned, the people that wear those ID bracelets or necklaces,
yeah,
if they had a little symbol, say, tattooed about the size of a BB on their hand, they would know to read that, and they wouldn't have to wear around sometimes the embarrassing bracelet or necklet everywhere. They could just scan that, and it would have all of their medical information. And we've been talked to already by a large company regarding doing just that. So it's led to things that we that are easy to do from our standpoint, just things that we never believed would happen.
Hey, Todd, are you guys over there at Three Square Market publicly traded?
No, we're not.
Is there any chance that you guys are going to go public with this? And can I get in on the ground floor?
No, we're not. And we really stay away from that subject because we're just having so much fun in the moment with it that, you know, no, we're not. But we had somebody write us a letter saying, I'm only looking to work for Fortune 100 companies, and I'd like to consider yours. We just had to laugh at it.
I'm going to write a number on a piece of paper. And I'm going to slide it across the digital universe to you. When you see that number, I want you to let me know if I'm in.
I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, this is all fascinating. If you come down to the Chicago area, you're in Northwest Wisconsin. You're not too far from the Twin Cities. What town are you in Wisconsin?
River Falls, Wisconsin, right on the border.
Yeah. Well, if you ever make it into the Chicago area for a presentation or whatever, come on by and we'll have you chip some of us up for kicks and giggles.
And we had 6 reporters yesterday that were actually chipped. So, and then one of them actually removed it too, and he was done just to see if it could be done what we were telling people could happen.
Yeah, you said you can push it right back out from underneath your skin. But, you know, suppose I'm like, okay, I want to be in. I'll be one of the first chipped people in Chicago, but it doesn't do me any good because my company doesn't have reciprocal technology. It wouldn't do me any good here, right?
Well, in a matter of a month, we'll have a payment application like Google Wallets that you'll be able to use it as a payment device.
Ah, that's where I want to go. I don't want to remember usernames and passwords and carry around cards. I just want to put my thumb up to something or the web of my skin between my thumb and my finger and just go boop. And something happens. We're going to go there someday. Am I right?
Yes, we will. And, you know, someday you'll also maybe be wearing a shirt like I have on now that says, I got chipped.
All right, Todd. Please, stay in touch. Come to Chicago. Swing through here, okay?
We will. And thanks for your time, John. We really appreciate it.
Todd Westby is the CEO of a company called Three Square Market.